We're going to get the meeting started. If you can all silence your mobile devices, that would be much appreciated. Morning, Brian. Are you ready to go?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. It is 10 a.m. sharp. Good morning, everyone. Today is January 7th, 2025. We have a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. Bring us to item number two today, which is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bring us to item number three, which is a Pledge of Allegiance. If you can all join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on to item number four in today's agenda, this is discussion for possible action. Election of the chairman to the Story County Board of County Commissioners for a term of 1 year in compliance with NRS 244.070 and County Code 2.04.008. Either of my commissioners have any questions or comments right now?
Is there a staff report on this side? I'm sorry.
No, we blocked that from the agenda just today. So no comments?
No, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. Commissioner, I'll make a motion.
Fair enough, yes.
Commissioner Mitchell, move to elect Jay Carmona as chairman for the Story County Board of Commissioners for the term of 1 year in compliance with NRS 244.070 and County Code 2.04.008.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, is there any public comment at this time? All right, not seeing any. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Board. Be my pleasure to do another year. On to item number five is a discussion for possible action. It's the election of vice chairman to the Story County Board of County Commissioners for the term of 1 year in compliance with NRS 244.070 and County Code 2.04.008. Any of my fellow board members have any questions or comments?
You can have it if you want.
Nope.
All right. I'll make a motion to elect Clay Mitchell for a second term or third term as vice chairman. There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
We need a public comment.
Oh, public comment. Thank you. Got a little too excited there. Not seeing any public comment. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. All right. On to item number six. This is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments will be limited to matters not on today's agenda. Public comment will also be welcome during each item on the agenda in which action will be taken. These comments must be limited to the item on the agenda. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual with discretion of the board chair. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom today? All right, not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number seven. Discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for January 7th, 2025 meeting. County manager, are there any changes to the agenda?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the agenda?
I do not.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good, thank you.
How about public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. On to item number, bear with me, item number eight is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
Yeah.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good, thank you.
How about public comment? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, on to item number nine. This is discussion for possible action. Resolution number 25-756, honoring retired Story County Commissioner Lance Gilman for his 12 years of service to the residents and businesses of Story County. Austin.
Good Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Austin Osborne for the record, Story County Manager. Just want to guide you through a resolution we're recommending this board to approve today. It is honoring Commissioner Gilman for his 12 years of service and dedication to the residents of Story County, the businesses of Story County, and ultimately the taxpayers and the stakeholders of our county. Just as a short introduction, and then we'll leave it up to the board. I believe that Mr. Gilman would like to say a few words. At this case, Mr. Gilman has been a commissioner in Story County for 12 years, dedicated to the citizens and stakeholders of the county. During his time as commission, and even before the time he was commissioner involved with the county, he's paid special attention to certain groups in the county, such as senior citizens, folks that are at risk in the county, and I think more importantly than anything is all of the county, all of its communities, Lockwood and Painted Rock, Highlands, Mark Twain, Gold Hill, and Virginia City, and other places. And I think that is something you should be very proud of for that. And I think we're going to talk a little bit of the careers and the background that he's provided for Northern Nevada and for Story County, providing careers and jobs and sustainability through the work that he's done at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and other industrial endeavors and business endeavors across the county. Mr. Gilman is a founding father of what Story County is today. There is no doubt about that. Despite the challenges that we have as a county today, as far as regional issues or legislative issues or growing a little faster than we can keep up sometimes, without Lance and others that were with him at his time, setting the economic foundation for the county that we have, we would not be able to sustain ourselves. We would not be here today. We simply wouldn't have the budget funds to exist. And the culture that we have today amongst our department heads and our staff all the way through our organization would not be instilled in the culture of economic development, business-friendly endeavor, and also the customer stakeholder focus that we are today without him and some of those at the beginning that instilled that exists today. And in fact, the reality is we would be probably today with the carving up the county that was going to occur in the early 2000s, we would be having this county commission meeting at 1001 9th Street in Washoe County, answering to a different jurisdiction on how to manage things in our area of their county. It is incumbent upon us, I really believe, in my opinion, is we always improve, we always advance, and we always have. But we also need to dovetail that in with the traditions that have been put in the past that Mr. Gilman has been a part of and a leadership in as well. And really to keep focus once again on the stakeholders of our county, the people that pay the taxes, that pay for us to be here and for us to provide for a reasonable and safe environment. So I just personally want to thank and professionally want to thank Lance Gilman for the foundation he and others around him and this board have put in this county that we're living on today, and for the service and dedication he has provided to all of the people across this region and our county. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. I don't think I could have said it better myself. I share those sentiments. Commissioner Gilman obviously has seen Story County in its poorest days, and I think is walking out of this place and probably not, hopefully not our richest day, but a day that we can hold our head up high and, looking at all the staff we have here, times have definitely changed, and without the insight that you have and your fellow commissioners at the time, I don't think we'd be here today. So I just want to personally thank you. I know the sacrifice it takes and, should not go unnoticed. So thank you. Vice Chairman, do you have anything to add at this time?
No, I think you both have said it fantastically. Certainly, I'd be happy to read the resolution at some point. It's not terribly lengthy, so I think that's appropriate.
Absolutely.
But I'll do that when, if now's fine, or I can do it at a later time if I want to take other comments.
I'll check other comments and then public comment. Commissioner Gilman, anything you want to add to that?
Nothing to follow up what has been said already.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at this time?
Hello. Jennifer McCain for the record. I've been with Lance Gilman since he started and 12 years ago as at Public Works. I just want to say that I have the utmost respect for this man, and I have always felt that it was reciprocated, whether I was the water girl at Public Works or now the Story County Comptroller. He had a vision for Story County, and he did everything he could to make sure before he left his seat that that vision was fulfilled, and we owe him a debt of gratitude.
Indeed. Thank you, Jennifer. Is there any other public comment at this time? Story County, you're okay.
Janice Edden, Story County Assessor. I too just wanted to get up here and say thank you to Lance Gilman. I'm not sure why I'm getting emotional, but. I started working here in 2003. It's been a long 21 years. Not a long 21 years. I've been here 21 years. That came out wrong. But Lance Gilman has been a part of my work career since I started here. It's amazing to watch this whole growth with the assessor's office, the splits and the things that he's done, and not even what he has done for this county has been phenomenal, even before he became a commissioner here. And I know that's what we're here to talk about is his time as a commissioner, but he has always been supportive of everything that this county needed to do. But I also want to say he stood up for things that he didn't believe in as well, things that happened and went on. And also not just for the county growth, but things that went on within the county. Because when I first started, when I was just a worker bee here, not an assessor, I did a lot of stuff for the youth. And I cannot tell you the number of times that I reached out to Lance for sponsorships for the youth. And he was always there and bent over backwards and always did more than he was ever asked for. So from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to say thank you for everything that you have done for this county, for even like the youth for this county, not just the growth of this county. So it has been a pleasure and an honor to work with him. And I will say I'm very happy to work with Donnie Gilman, because I know that maybe a lot of people didn't know, but Donnie has always been there, to my knowledge, right alongside Lance, and has been a part of Lance's and the growth of this county right from the get-go as well. So congratulations. And Lance, I hope that from here forward that life gives you the rest of everything that you deserve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Okai. Thank you very much.
Is there any other public comment at this time? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you like to read that resolution?
I'd be happy to. I think Mr. Gilman may.
Sorry, Mr. Gilman, I didn't want to cut you off. Did you want to?
No, I always look forward to an opportunity to have a microphone.
Right?
Thank you for that. So I don't want to hold the meeting up because I know you guys got a lot of business to do. But after 80 years, I was 80 here in November, I got so much to share. And what I really want to share is a thank you to this staff for the opportunity to work with the folks that are here. And I'm going to tell you, as I look around this room, and I get ready to move on, I'm so proud of you. You're a great bunch of people.
I'm not going to be emotional. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
So, you guys, I've had so many thoughts in my mind of what I wanted to share. So I want to be careful and not take advantage of this valuable time. I arrived here in the county with you folks, a lot of you, 25 years ago. And so we purchased a piece of property, about 100,000 acres, and we'd been working in Reno. We did a little project there called the South Meadows Business Park. But we ran out here to Story County, and I've been involved with this fellow named Roger Norman for 40 years now, a lot of development. And so we didn't want to leave Nevada when we were finished there in Washoe County. And so we found this ranch, and we bought the ranch. And by golly, we turned around and we're happy that we were here in Story County. And then we started learning about what the challenges were going to look like. And so we found ourselves in the poorest little county in the state. Had been the richest, you know, in the days of the Comstock Lode, and we were rolling in dough, and things were incredible here. And then the years passed, and unfortunately, that didn't stay with us. And we were in a really interesting moment. So I'm going to share a couple of things with you. Like, for example, the Sheriff's Department. All of our vehicles had at least 300,000 miles on them. Nobody had a new car. I've been here in Virginia City for about the last hour, and I've seen some beautiful new cars. God love you. And so all of a sudden, we were buying everybody's used vehicles all over the state and kind of putting them together. A good friend of mine named Bill Leary, who was a sheriff here in the area, and he was in charge of buying. We bought used lights and used equipment, and we were lucky to get there. We had one sheriff's car that had no reverse. And so if you got in a ditch or you had a problem, you had to hook onto it and pull it out. Those are factual stories. I can tell you from the fire department, for example, and Gary Hames and those that went before. They made this work. Used equipment. We had a staff down there in the with the county, welding and hammering, and we had used equipment. And we had older ambulances, and this was a fighting group. And I just loved them. And I got to walk in here and become a part of those that have gone before all of us. Some of them are gone now. Dean Haymore, I can't tell you enough about the magic of Haymore, and that's why TRI looks the way it does today. He had the vision, and we just followed a lead there on that brilliant man. The Hess family, Bum Hess, a lot of you know him, and kind of a wild character here in Virginia City. He's been a stand-up leader, and I can tell you that in the tough times when you had to be back-to-back with somebody in Carson City, or he was there. And so you guys have a history of a culture of leaders and strong people who didn't give up and who embraced opportunity. And so we came along, we being Roger and I, and we had all these visions and all these desires and all these wants. And so the first thing we found is we had a little county that was bankrupt. And so the first year we handed off $400,000 to put a roof on the school so it quit leaking. And in those days, we were going to be split up between Washoe and Lyon, that's true, because we couldn't afford to operate ourselves anymore. So I don't know that you could do that $400,000 anymore today legally, but we just gave $400,000 and shook hands with the folks that were the county leaders and said, pay us back when you can, but let's stay out of the soup. And that gave us a little time. Well, the next thing that happened to me, you guys, is Joe Conforti had owned the Mustang Ranch. And so the county fathers came to me and said, look, you know, if you would be good enough to take that on, he had to flee to Brazil because he was in a lot of trouble. So if you would if you would step to the plate and operate that for us, it'll generate the $500,000 that we're kind of missing right now to stay the course till we can get there. So, well, I'd owned a Harley-Davidson store. I'd owned a marine store, been a contractor. So I thought, well, what the hell? It's just retail. So if, so I have a pretty interesting, colorful background. I never dreamed that there I'd be there. But I want to tell you candidly, it's one of the most wonderful, satisfying things that have happened in my life of 80 years. I've loved the people I've met. I respect the people that I've had the opportunity to work with there. And I've had an opportunity to give back, which we all look forward to doing, to give back to a whole group of people that really don't have much help in their lives. And so right now, I can tell you as I stand here, I have young ladies that I respect greatly that are the administrators in our hospitals. They have legal badges today, and they're doing work in the various counties. They had the opportunity to get the education. One of the proudest moments of my time was this one lady who I can't tell you, I'm not going to, but I helped her get an A in English Lit. That's what we did, is worked on her homework. And so I've had an opportunity to meet folks and be with folks. The most prideful thing for me, you guys, is the opportunity to meet and work with the team that we still call Story County. Now, TRI, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, was never supposed to be a success. You know, those of you that know about industrial parks, you don't put them in the mountains with the rocks and the canyons and go out in the in the hinterlands. I mean, industrial parks are flat. They're in the desert. They don't have a lot of grading. It's not so hard to do. And we were called foolish. The county was called foolish that we were thinking about putting what is now one of the most high-profile industrial centers in the world, home to 150 of some of the finest companies in the world, in Story County, in a little. And so I remember back in the days, and Austin was here, God love you, you have people that started with this and learned how the formula works. I can tell you how many calls I had from North Las Vegas, for example, is just one. But we had people that came here from all over the country to figure out how in the hell we did this. How did this could possibly have happened out in the rocks and the desert and the mountains and the grading? And out there when we started, you guys, there was nothing. Now, Dean Haymore did have a big company out there, Calcan. They were already here. And he and Joe Deeney had stored some money out of Carson City so they could build that bridge across there at Patrick. That was it. And so we were facing building a new city in Little Story County. And the respect level that I have for all of those that have gone before is immeasurable. 300 lane miles of road we built, a brand new operating sewer system, a complete operating water system. We had to build from scratch with Story County leadership. One of the most, it's the Cinderella story of a county. And I'm going to suggest to you right now that if Donald Trump and Washington, D.C. were to find a single administrative group in this nation today, take the blueprint of what you folks have built. Look at Story County and the fiscal responsibility that's here and that we've taken. So I started in the county 12 years before I got to enjoy this podium and sitting here in Story County as a commissioner. And during those 12 years, we fought and struggled and built and did what we needed to do. So I'm going to tell you right now, you guys, that's book number one. That's where it all started. And so that's history for me, because in my age and time, I have lots of wonderful memories. Now you're starting on book two. And book two, and I'm going to tell you, in my life, there's a discipline that I've always followed. Big money gets big problems. Now I'll tell you a fact. I said yes to brothels, to the Mustang Ranch, in 2000. I have been in court in some kind of an action every year for 25 years over brothel business. It has been a fight. And I can tell you that from the development side, it is a fight. It never gives up. So book number two is you are now there and recognized as one of the most successful counties in the nation. God love you. And I'm going to tell you that all the folks around you are envious, and they want your stuff. And they're going to come after your stuff. And so that's when book chapter two now starts. I've watched it. I've got to be here for a tiny bit of it. But now you're all going to have to get back to back and do all of the things that I'm so proud of. I'm so proud of looking out here at who is going to take the leadership next. And I promise you, you're in a wonderful position to fight. You're doing the kind of things that the county is going to need to do to be successful in Carson City and other places. So I'm going to get to watch as the parade goes by. I'm going to sit on the sidelines, and you guys are going to do all this, and I'm going to get to sit on the curb. And now my son is here, Don. You're going to find Donnie to be a very ethical, honorable, I've always called him in my life Mr. CIA, and he's the only person I know in my world who I knew had the integrity, the capability, the ethics to operate some of the things I've been involved with, and he is. And you're going to find he's not a yes man, because he certainly hasn't been that with me, and that's what you're looking for, somebody that will believe in what they want and will tell you what they want, and then back you when it's time. So you guys, I just, Clay and Jay, Austin was here when the baby was born, and he grew up with Pat Whitten, and he grew up with D.J. Moore and me, and so now he's your county manager, and I'm going to tell you there's not a finer county manager anywhere in this nation today. There isn't. Heart, soul, he lives, bleeds, breathes Story County, as everybody here does. And so I thank you for the honor. I thank the residents of this county for electing me to the terms that I've been here. I've loved it. And I can finish up pretty damn happy. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can we read that resolution and then do the photos and all that?
I think that'd be fine. If you want, you'll read the resolution, take the action, and then we'll go ahead and do a plaque.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Vice Chairman, you ready to read the resolution?
Yeah. If it's all right, I'll make the motion, then read the resolution, and we'll vote on it.
Works for me.
So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 25-756, honoring retired Story County Commissioner Lance Gilman for his 12 years of service to the residents and businesses of Story County.
A second.
There's a motion and a second. I already asked for public comment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously, and now we'll read the resolution.
A resolution honoring Commissioner Lance Gilman, whereas Lance Gilman faithfully served Story County for 12 years from January 7th, 2013 to January 6th, 2025, and whereas Lance Gilman has been dedicated to his job and the citizens of Story County, and whereas Lance Gilman has served with distinction, earning the respect of all he worked with both locally and statewide, and whereas Lance Gilman's professional skills as county commissioner and several other capacities have served to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play, therefore be it known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve to commend and honor Lance Gilman for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, this 7th day of January, 2025.
All right. You ready for some photo ops?
I am ready. I wore my hat.
Wonderful. Did you have something else you wanted to add on?
Yeah, it'd be great if you all come. So thank you. And we'll go ahead and how about we... Yeah, here at the podium. Yeah, that's usually where we do it. Okay. I'm going to read the plaque as well. So it just says 12 years of service, Lance Gilman, in recognition of outstanding public service and dedication from Story County, 2024. Okay.
Thank you, Lance. All right, thank you again for that. That was wonderful. Moving on to item number 10 is to recess, convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 11, which is discussion for possible action, badge pinning ceremony for Battalion Chief Bryce Montoya and Fire Captain Matt Dixon after successfully completing their promotional probationary period. Chief?
Commissioners, Jeremy Loncar for the record. Today is a significant day for two distinguished members of the Story County Fire Protection District, and that is Captain Matt Dixon and Battalion Chief Bryce Montoya. Both individuals earned their respective positions through a rigorous testing process and were granted the opportunity to demonstrate their capabilities over a one-year probationary period. I'm proud to announce that both Captain Dixon, surprisingly, and Battalion Chief Bryce Montoya have successfully completed their probationary period and have now been confirmed as permanent within their roles. Their dedication, professionalism, and leadership have proven invaluable to the district and the community we serve. So at this time, I'd like to invite Captain Dixon and Battalion Chief Montoya to join me up at front, and Chairman, if you would kindly administer the oath to these individuals.
Yes, my pleasure.
Right here.
Who's going first? All right. I state your name.
I, Matt Dixon.
Upon my sacred honor, do promise and swear.
Upon my sacred honor, promise and do swear.
That I will not jeopardize the lives of the public.
That I will not jeopardize the lives of the public.
Or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
Or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
I will professionally conduct myself in the discharge of my duties.
I will professionally discharge my, or say again.
Conduct myself.
Conduct myself in the discharge of my duties.
I shall conserve property, save lives, and protect the environment.
I shall conserve property, save lives, and protect the environment.
I solemnly swear that I will obey the Constitution.
I solemnly swear that I will obey the Constitution.
And the fire commissioners.
And the fire commissioners. Sorry.
and the laws of the United States and the state of Nevada.
And the laws of the United States and the state of Nevada.
That I will obey the ordinances.
That I will obey the ordinances.
Policies and regulations
policies
of the fire district.
Regulations of the fire district. Sorry.
I will obey orders of all officials and officers appointed over me.
I will obey all orders of officials and officers appointed over me.
I will uphold the values.
I will uphold the values.
Ethics.
Ethics.
And image of the fire district.
And image of the fire district.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
To which all to bear witness.
That's it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Come here. Let's take this off. You know, I'm generally not, you know, a guy that's nervous, but this one makes me a little nervous.
Don't you pump it?
You know, it's...
Blood weights?
Yeah, there you go.
It's like watching your kids grow up.
I know, he let his hair grow for this event, too.
I know, combed his hair. Smells
that's
nice.
What it is. Combed it.
Thank you.
Congratulations again, man. Thank you for your service. Thank you. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I state your name, raise your right hand.
I, Bryce Montoya.
Upon my sacred honor...
On my sacred honor.
Do promise and swear.
Do promise and swear.
That I will not jeopardize the lives of the public.
That I will not jeopardize the lives of the public.
Or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
Or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
I will professionally conduct myself.
I will professionally conduct myself.
In the discharge of my duties.
In the discharge of my duties.
I shall conserve property.
I shall conserve property.
Save lives and protect the environment.
Save lives and protect the environment.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear
that I will obey the Constitution.
That I will obey the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States and the state of Nevada.
And the laws to obey the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the state of Nevada.
That I will obey the ordinances.
That I will obey the ordinances.
Policies and regulations.
Policies and regulations.
Of the fire district.
Of the fire district.
I will obey orders of all officials.
I will obey orders of all officials.
And officers appointed over me.
And officers appointed over me.
I will uphold the values.
I will uphold the values,
ethics, and the image.
Ethics and the image
of the fire district.
Of the fire district.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your service.
Mom would like to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll have your mom come up. Okay. Let's go and take this one out. All right, Mom.
Congratulations.
Can we get some pictures of these guys? Would you like to just do a couple of pictures? You gentlemen can join us back up here real quick. Commissioners?
Yes. All right, brings us to item number 12. We're going to have to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. On to item number 15. We're going to go back to 13 and 14 because we have a public hearing that's supposed to start no earlier than 10:30. So item number 15 is a public hearing to consider public comments on the proposed lease of the portion of the Piper's Opera House known as the Old Corner Bar. Yes.
Probably everything's fine. I just want to ask if Brian needs to opine whether the board needs to take action to take anything out of order. Maybe not. I just want to be overly cautious and ask. Thank you.
Okay.
Austin, I believe I heard your question to be, does the board need to take action to take an item out of order? They don't need to take action. They have the chairman has that discretion, so we're good.
Okay, so we're good. No problem. Better to be safe than sorry, right? All right, so the public hearing to consider public comments on proposed lease of the portion of Piper's Opera House, known as the Old Corner Bar, to VC Ponderosa Saloon, LLC, for a monthly rental of $1,800 a month until December 31st, 2025, with a two-year renewal term. Changes to the lease that were approved on January 2, 2024 include the removal of the requirement that the Ponderosa Saloon pay utilities 35% of the monthly electric billing and $50 for water service. So with that said, the public hearing is now open. If there's any public comment, now is your time to come up and speak.
Can I make one quick comment? Sure. I handed out an additional updated lease agreement that was a change in the packet. The one that was in the packet said that these changes would be effective December 2024. The updated one changes that to January 2025.
Thank you.
This was supposed to happen last month.
All right. So is there anybody that wants to come up and speak? This public comment? Okay.
Jennifer, is there a copy of this available?
Yes, there's some in the back for sure.
All right. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion to close the public hearing?
Happy to do so. I move to close this public hearing.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Motion and a second. All those all those in favor say aye. Excuse me.
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. We're on to item number 16 is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible action to approve a revised lease for the Old Corner Bar located in Piper's Opera House with the Ponderosa Saloon, LLC. The proposed revision includes the removal of the electric and water payments requirement in section 3.02 while continuing the monthly rental of $1,800 per month till December 31st, 2025 with possible two-year renewal. Jennifer?
Good morning. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. As I stated during the hearing, I handed out and in the back is an updated lease that says this will be effective January 2025 if approved. This was instigated after the approval of the new lease for Divide Fitness several months ago. Tammy and Bill Megan came to us and asked why they were paying utilities if the county was not charging utilities for their other rentals. So after several discussions, this is bringing both our leases to external entities to be the same,
okay, which is
So if you have any questions, and Tammy is up here if you have any questions for her.
All right, before I ask the commission if they have questions, Tammy, did you have something to say, or just there in case we have
just
questions?
Just there in case you do.
Great. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Okay, Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. It seems the right thing to do to bring parity in the way that we deal with leases.
Yep. Is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a revised lease for the Old Corner Bar located in Piper's Opera House with Ponderosa Saloon, LLC. The proposed revision includes the removal of the electrical and water payments requirement in Section 3.02 while continuing the monthly rent of $1,800 per month until December 31st, 2025, with a possible two-year renewal.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. We're just going to blow through 17 and 18 since you both are here.
Okay, great.
On to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to rescind the July 18, 2023 approved agreement between Story County and the Ponderosa Saloon, LLC, pertaining to monthly payments of back utility payments. Jennifer?
Jennifer McCain, for the record. I don't know, do I have to keep saying that?
Yes.
Okay. Back July 2023, it was discovered that some utility payments back through 2019 had not been paid, not due to any fault of the Old Corner Bar or the Ponderosa Saloon. They were never given the bills, and it just kind of went on and was forgotten. So we created an agreement for those back utility payments to be paid over a couple years. They have kept their agreement, and they have made their $350 payments a month. However, with the new lease and no utilities being charged, we would like to rescind this agreement.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment? Okay, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve to rescind the July 18, 2023 approved agreement between Story County and Ponderosa Saloon, LLC, or the Old Corner Bar, pertaining to monthly payments of back utility payments.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 18, it's discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve a refund of electrical and water payments, past and current, made by Ponderosa Saloon, LLC, with the updated lease and rescinding of the past agreements in the amount of $11,077.53. Jennifer?
Good morning. Jennifer McCain, for the record. With the new lease and the rescinding of the agreement, Ponderosa Saloon has asked for a refund of past payments. These were provided to you in a spreadsheet. In summary, it is utility payments from the agreement amount to $6,650. Current electric payments amount to $827.53. And water utility payments back through 2019 in the amount of $3,600 for a total of $11,077.53, and we are looking for your approval to process this refund.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments? All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a refund of the electrical and water payments past and current made by Ponderosa Saloon, LLC, the Old Corner Bar, with the updated lease and rescinding of the past due agreement in the amount of $11,077.53.
I second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to jump back to item number 13, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. Kick things off with the Sheriff's Office.
Nothing right now, thank you.
All right, thank you, Sheriff. About the Fire Protection District.
Good morning again, Commissioners. Jeremy Lonkar. Just a brief update. The Fire Protection District's website went live as of Thursday. It is www.storyfire.org. I encourage you to get on there, look, provide us feedback, how we can improve it. We've still got some more uploading of documents and other things, but please jump on there and see how we can make this even better. Thank you, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
You said storycountyfire.org?
Just storyfire.org.
Storyfire. All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for the chief?
I do not.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, appreciate the update, Chief. How about Public Works?
Nothing new at this time. I have an agenda item later.
Okay. How about our Operations and Projects Coordinator? Alrighty. Our business development director.
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. Thanks to Julia, our public relations officer, and our IT department, the business development webpage on the Story County website is looking a lot better.
Great.
It's looking better, has a lot more information, all the links are active. And so I want to make sure that all the businesses in Story County, but in particular our small businesses, are aware of the tremendous amount of resources that are out there for them. So if you go to storycounty.org, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link to business development, and then there's a link to resources and links. And in there, there's just, you know, resource after resource after resource. There are live links that people can click on from the state, federal, and local agencies, small business loans, small business creations, just tremendous amount of resources. So for example, Senator Cortez Masto on her website has a 47-page booklet that's all about new businesses. So all of the links that I have provided go to resources that have additional links for information. So her booklet lists creating a business plan, a business structure, business licensing, tax information, banking information. It also links to counseling agencies, state resources, federal resources. So it's just important to me that our businesses, and again, particularly our small businesses, know that there are a tremendous amount of resources, and hopefully they can find them on our webpage. And if not, as always, anybody can reach out to me directly. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Laura?
I do not. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you again. How about our planning department?
Nothing today. Thank you.
All right. How about our admin officer?
Nothing today.
Okay. Emergency management?
Nothing today.
All right. Virginia City Tourism Commission?
Sounds like we'll need to keep it really brief. Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. A great turnout for Christmas on the Comstock. We're really happy with the numbers that turned out. We, with our new Placer AI program, we're able to track the number of people that were coming up here, and we did see an increase of people that were actually on the weekends during the Christmas time period over the year before that. That review does show that there's a downturn in the economy, that although we had more people up here, there was a decrease in number of tax revenues and et cetera. We'll talk about in our VCTC board meeting coming up on Thursday. We appreciate the media coverage as we receive from all over the northern Nevada area. All four stations covered events that went on, and the radio stations also had a number of ad hoc pieces that were put out together. So it was nice to have that publicity that went on. We want to say thank you to all the businesses that decorated for Christmas on the Comstock. We'd still like to encourage more of that to happen. We're becoming a hot spot for people to come to visit during the Christmas time period to see the decorations. Particularly a great thank you out to the Palace, who won the Christmas illumination contest for all the work that they did in doing to it. And there was a number of honorable mentions to everybody that participated. So thank you very much. And a big hats off to the Christmas play, The Nutcracker versus the Tommyknockers. We got a number of media hits in relationship to it. And so it's a great little fun activity that went on up here during Christmas on the Comstock. For awareness, both Leah Cruz and I will be attending the American Bus Association conference in Philadelphia. It's here where we'll continue to encourage the bus groups and large groups that will be attending to come to Virginia City and experience all the history and background that we have here. We also have the new 2025 calendar events that are out. We've got a number of out to the businesses. Anybody that's interested in having one, stop by the visitor center and can pick one up. You can also go to the website at Visit Virginia City NV, and there we have our whole outline for the 2025 calendar events. First one coming up is the Devil Made Me Do It Saloon Crawl, which will be Saturday, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. Also put on your calendars the 34th annual Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry, which will be Saturday, March 15th. And of course, with that comes the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which will be held at noon, and the St. Patty Made Me Do It Saloon Crawl all on that time. And as you know, that's one of the big ways to start off our activity season and all the events that go on coming up for it. Appreciate all that, the help from Public Works and the Sheriff's Department and all that's gone on. Coming up on the second Tuesday, well, a week from today, is our mix and mingle over at Piper's Opera House. And there we'll be talking about the importance of safety and control considering the recent events that have occurred in the nation, particularly on the New Year's Day. So we'll encourage you to make sure that you're in attendance to that so we can talk about what the protocols are and how we're being prepared for those events that occur here. That's my report, and I'll be open to any questions.
Great. Thank you, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for Todd? Mr. Chairman?
No.
All right. Appreciate the update. Moving right along to the Comptroller's Office.
Jennifer McCain for the record. I just want to say Happy New Year. Remind you that with the new year, we get to start the budgets. The first step is requesting department head budgets. Excuse me. And I would like to put out an invitation to all of you that if you have any questions, comments, or things that you would like to discuss prior to that with the budget, to please reach out to me. As well, I'd like to officially welcome Donnie to our commission, and my door is always open. If you have any fiscal questions, please reach out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Questions, Commissioner Gilman?
Not this time.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
I have some questions, Jennifer.
What?
Just kidding. How about our health and community services department? Thank you. Recorder's office.
Thank you.
IT.
Good morning, Commissioners. Nothing today. Thank you.
Thank you. Human resources.
Nothing.
How about community development?
Nothing new today.
All right. How about our public relations officer?
Good morning, Julia Moreno-Fritz, the Public Relations Officer for the record. I have a couple things to share today. Filming for the legislative commercial took place yesterday across Story County. It will include footage from Tri-Center, Lockwood, Mark Twain, Virginia City, and the Highlands. I was told that it went really well and they're really excited. Tomorrow they're going to film at the Senior Center to grab some B-roll of this, the seniors and the folks in our area to eating lunch, so that's really exciting. And then secondly, I've secured the second billboard in Carson City on the southwest corner of 395 and College Parkway, and it's now running. I looked at it over the weekend, and it looks really good. Our additional billboard will start in February, and it's located at the Damani Ranch exit on 395 in South Reno. Both of these billboards will run during the legislative session, enhancing our visibility and reinforcing the positive impact of Story County on Nevada. And that's it.
Great. Thank you for that update, Julia. Commissioner Gilman, anything? All right. Vice Chairman?
I'll just point out that, once again, Gold Hill is the Rodney Dangerfield of Story County. Can't get no respect. I'm just
kidding. We put a billboard up there if you want. Remind you not to take our
community not mentioned in the filming. Oh, that's okay. Someday it'll be worthy.
Thank you, Julia. How about the DA's office?
Thank you. No update this morning.
All right. How about the county manager's office?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Austin Osborne for the record. Just a couple items to let you know, our legislative team, including our lobbyists and our internal team, as well as members of this board, we're still working together and keeping an eye on legislation that's coming out of LCB, keeping an eye on things that apply to all of our respective departments. We're also communicating with our elected officials and asking them to reach out to our lobbyists to have them monitor bills of their interest. Some bills of interest, of course, we're keeping an eye on Senate Bill 69, which is Story County's abatement bill to revise and make changes to the $3.5 and $1.0 billion categories. It has certainly gotten attention with state officials so far. Relatively mixed, but nothing I would say they're pushing back against. In fact, we're probably going to see one, two, or maybe three other bills floating around in the legislative group that might be somewhat similar, and that could make it interesting as we go through the session with our bill on how it works and interfaces with those bills that come about. I think there is an interest overall in the body in Carson City to take a look at sensible adjustments to certain tax abatements without necessarily throwing the baby out with the bathwater. The other one we're keeping an eye on is Senate Bill 78. This is the bill that would combine the Comstock Historic District with several state boards. And the most extreme example to make a point that you could have decisions made in Virginia City, in Las Vegas, you know, meetings that occur down there, other parts of the state, et cetera. So we're keeping an eye on it at this point, but we're also now starting to take this bill a little bit more seriously and working with some state officials to fact find. We have some folks out there looking out for us. They're helping us do some fact finding. And then we're going to bring to this board, probably the next county commission meeting, and certainly thereafter, some getting some direction on where this board might want to go with that. And we'll provide you kind of a summary of that bill and where we might be able to go with that if this bill were to get traction in the legislature. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then otherwise, I just want to really highlight what Julia has done with our PR, our outreach, and our overall lobbying and government approach to letting folks know who we are and what we're doing for the region. It's just been fabulous. She's also working with Sam Shad Video Productions. We've got a short version, a long commercial. And then in front of you, you have a very nicely prepared pamphlet that basically takes our white paper. That's why it says 2023, and turns it into something that might actually be interesting for someone to open and read. That is the whole idea, is consolidating all that thing down into the executive summary. We're going to have different versions of that. Some are more expensive than others, and we'll distribute them accordingly as important needed. We'll let you know that we'll provide one to the clerk's office. That is an electronic version we have. There is one in the back as well. And at this point, last but not least, Piper's Opera House, we're still back and forth working on that. We're working with the engineers to do some structural checks on about three major items in the building. If it gets a green light, then we'll proceed forward as we have planned. If it's a yellow light, then we might work with the respondent on coming up with some kind of a way to get the building transferred over to a 501c3 and at the same time get a couple structural fixes done at the county level or some type of hybrid. And the target of getting this whole thing done is spring of 2025, getting the transition moving forward. And I will update and have updated the VCTC board as well of these status. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No, thank you.
Mr. Chairman? Good. All right, appreciate the update. How about our clerk treasurer's office?
Nothing today, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there anybody that like to do an update that I forgot to call on? All right, well, thank you all for those updates. Appreciate it. Let's get back to our next agenda item, which is board comments. I'll start off to my left. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today?
I do not.
All right, Ms. Sherman?
No, I don't have anything. Thank you.
Okay. I have one bit of information. I would ask that we observe a moment of silence. Kirsten Kirkness, a VCH resident, sister to one of our county employees. She was in the Highlands for about 17 years, loved everything about Story County, mine tours, OHV, activities out and about. She passed away in July of 2024. I unfortunately missed that, but I'd like to again acknowledge her today if we can have a moment of silence for Mrs. Kirkness. She leaves behind a daughter and a husband and obviously some siblings. So if we can have a moment of silence, that would be much appreciated. Thank you very much. Moving right along to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of unbudgeted grant funds, health community worker position for the 24-25 fiscal year. Stacy?
Yes, good morning. Stacy York for the record. These community health workers are funded through the State of Nevada Department of Health and Human Services Fund for a Resilient Nevada. My grant application is called the Shelby Project. It is known as the Shelby Project because it's in memory of my best friend's daughter, Shelby, who I considered my niece, who lost her battle with addiction 2.5 years ago at the age of 19. This grant is for $250,370. The budget includes 40% of a body scanner for the jail to ensure contraband doesn't get in there, and two community health workers. They'll be referred to as CHWs from here on out. The CHWs will work with the Sheriff's Office, Community Chest, and the Community or Health and Community Services Department to provide resources for those facing substance abuse addiction. Their main focus will be the northern part of the county where we're seeing the issues. The industrial center currently has a transient, unhoused population that has no services. These CHWs will also be assisting inmates in the jail to help find long-term solutions so they don't have re-entry into the program. Community health workers fill a critical gap with the nationwide shortage of healthcare workers. A CHW is similar to a therapist, minus the schooling and the stigma. They are filling a service gap in the community between the agencies they are working with. These positions line up with the Resilient Aid Opioid Response Reporting Plan that was approved by the board, a joint effort with Community Chest and my department, as well as a statewide jail MOUD, Medication for Opioid Use Disorder, work that is currently being done. This is also the first steps in developing a FAST-like team and a most-like team, something that surrounding counties are already doing. Those teams allow for people experiencing mental health, substance abuse, or suicidal crisis resources and reducing the cost for the county on other departments such as sheriff and fire, because we are taking care of the problem before it becomes a bigger issue. And that is all I have, unless there are any questions.
Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacy?
No questions. Sounds like something great to do. So, thank you.
Indeed. Vice Chairman?
Stacy, thanks for bringing this to us. Can you help me understand what your thoughts are around? So, the general rule, it's tough from a policy perspective to use grant funding for something that's going to be an ongoing. Can you just comment a little bit on, first of all, kind of what our prospects are to get these folks up and running quickly? I imagine it may be something where there's a tight labor market. I'll just put it that way, right? And then what we foresee as longevity on the grant, potential. What do we do after the grant funding, so on and so forth? Right. Is it renewable? Is it a one-time thing, so on and so forth?
The funds, Fund for Resilient Nevada, do come from all the One Nevada settlement funds. So when the state receives the money, they're putting it out in a grant form. So it could be available in the future. We do have it for 1 year. After that, I consider writing it in my budget and offsetting it with our One Nevada settlement funding that we are already receiving. So same funding, different type of stream. Also going for other grants. Story County is a place people want to work, so getting people hired, I don't really have many concerns. I've already had interest in the job. The grant does cover the training for this position as well, so getting them going. It is in a partnership with Mike Cullen, so working with the deputies and ensuring that they're there, getting all the training they need.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the unbudgeted grant-funded health community worker position for the 2024-2025 fiscal year.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Stacy.
On
to item number 20, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 24-755, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 24-25 fiscal year, and superseding prior action by resolution for appointed Story County employees, with the addition of the community health worker, grade 116, and the reallocation of senior services director to health and community services director, grade 152. Brandy?
Good morning, commissioners. Brandy Lopez for the record. As our community continues to grow, the role of the senior services director has expanded beyond its original scope and encompasses a broader range of services for the entire community. Some of the services that she is taking care of currently, she has 20 employees, three managers. She is going to, the employees are going to grow with a new site, new senior site at Lockwood. She takes care of the indigent funds and services, all the public health and health district services, any opioid-related services, mental health resources and funding streams, Quad County Healthcare Coalition, public health and the emergency management systems. To reflect this evolution, we are seeking approval to reallocate the position of the Senior Services Director to Health and Community Services Director at a grade 152. And then in addition, we are proposing the creation of the community health worker, which Stacy just presented to you, and to a grade 116. Both of these proposed grade levels for both positions are based on external salary data as well as internal alignment to ensure fairness and competitiveness. Any questions?
Thank you, Brandy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Brandy?
I do not.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-755, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2024-25 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees, with the addition of community health worker grade 116 and the reallocation of senior services director to health and community services director grade 152.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
On to item number 21, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the county manager to sign and approve the cost reimbursement agreement between Story County and the Bureau of Land Management, the Carson City District Office, for processing of the right-of-way application for the lead siphon project. Work under this agreement will not exceed $10,100. Sarah.
For the record, Sarah Sturtz. So for the lead siphon transmission replacement project, the county has to submit a right-of-way application to the BLM for their review and approval, because a portion of this project takes place on BLM land. However, the BLM does not have the funds this fiscal year to process the county's right-of-way application. But due to the county's grant and project timelines for this project, the BLM has given the county the option to sign this cost reimbursement agreement for them to process the application this fiscal year. So the BLM has estimated that up to 92 federal work hours may be needed to process the application, and the direct and indirect costs to process this application would be $10,100. And as part of the right-of-way application, the BLM will also conduct an environmental review. So the NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, and Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act, or NHPA, compliance will also be completed for this project. And the county will be refunded any funds that the BLM does not use.
Great. All done?
Yep.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager to sign and approve the cost reimbursement agreement between Story County and the Bureau of Land Management Carson City District Office for the processing of the right-of-way application for the lead siphon project. Work under this agreement will not exceed $10,100.
I second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sarah. On to item number 22 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 23, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to make a conditional offer to purchase a property located at 300 Italy Drive in McCarran, Nevada. APN number 005-091-67, based upon the appraisal dated November 13, 2024, by Anthony Wren, certified general appraiser, including approval of the opening escrow and completing a title search, not to exceed $3.8 million and approximately $280,000 in applicable closing costs. Chief.
Yes, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. So, as you know, we have been looking at this property as a potential new Fire Station 75, and we'd vacate where we're currently at and leave that for just the county building to expand and take over that room. We did get the appraisal back from Anthony Wren. I've attached it for your view, and I'll answer any specific questions you may have on it. But in just further evaluating it, we do believe it's a good move for the fire district. Its central location just provides us just rapid response to various areas within the park. And with plenty of room to grow, based off the sheer size of this building, we're not instantly, you know, hunting for more space. We've got plenty of room to grow into, just based off of initial estimates. Is, you know, at some point out of that station, we could run a full four-man truck and four-man engine company. So those are the things that we're looking for as we're trying to grow and keep up with the demand. However, I have composed an offer letter, and it is attached for your for you to view and hopefully approve. If you do approve that, we'll send it off, and they have till January 17th to reply back to us whether they accept that conditional offer or not. And if it is accepted, we can move fairly fast getting it into escrow and getting it converted to the fire district. As far as the funding, I did discuss this with the Comptroller McCain. I'm not going to go into all the details, so I'll probably mess something up, so I'll leave the finance to her if you have any questions on that. And I'll answer any questions you may have now or give Comptroller McCain a moment to talk.
Thank you, Chief.
Hello again, Jennifer McCain for the record. Whether or not you have questions, I have a couple things to tell you. The capital improvement account for the fire district fund and account currently has $3.3 million available. So with this approval and the next item's approval, this account is going to be approximately $1 million over budget. So I think it's very important that you take that into consideration. We've talked about ways that we can counteract that, but it's going to take some large augments and transfers at the end of the year if this goes through, unless you can get some creative agreement and get some payments made next year.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
Questions. Originally, there was a piece of property on Waltham Way. I believe it was referred to as the flat property. And I assume you wouldn't need this property for any further growth for the fire department. Would that be true?
And yes, Commissioner, there was and we kind of call it the flag lot, just kind of based off its sheer size. With this acquisition of this station, because of the proximity, we would not need that property for a future fire station. However, I would still like to retain it as ways to hopefully fund this one to get it finished. As you know, this is an empty shell of a building. So that's why we're able to get it at, you know, $3.8 million. Is obviously, we're going to have to look long term at how we now fund the completion of that. So that is one of the options out there, Commissioner.
Is the building itself an empty shell, nothing inside, no walls or anything like that?
That is correct. It is pretty much an empty shell. The very center kind of foyer area of it has some walls in there. They're structural walls. Nothing is finished inside other than just a rough plumbing, rough electrical. It's pretty much ready for a full TI.
And is there an estimate on what those TIs might cost?
Yes. We did contact a company that bid on the Sparks Fire Station, and using the highest estimates we could go for, and we really laid it out pretty lavish, like, too, you know, give a bathroom to every bedroom, and I want 12 bedrooms, and just to give us what is the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, prevailing wage, come back at $7.5 million. So we know we should be well under budget and just using that estimate. We did talk kind of creative ways of moving forward with that. One thing that I think is really important is that the fire district starts getting a bond rating at some point. You know, if you look at our grants, they're all under Story County. They have a bond rating. The fire district's the college kid that's getting ready to leave that needs that first credit card to start building that bond rating. So that is ways we can potentially fund it and help us in the long term too. But we'll kind of cross that bridge when we get there, and we'll lay out some creative ways of financing that.
My only comment is I think it's a great central location. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman, do you have anything?
Chief, just to kind of round that out, how does that kind of rough, let's just call it $11 million between the acquisition and the TI, you know, how does that compare to what we are seeing from building from scratch?
Very substantial savings to the district. Very substantial. And I don't want to misspeak on it, but I'm wanting to say that the Carson Fire Station is pushing in upwards of $20 million right now. So, and it is not the size of this building either. So keep that in mind. They're building a smaller station that is now, you know, reaching $20 million. So this is a substantial savings for the fire district. We're getting it almost 50% off.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's got a whole mess of roll-up doors, too, so fire engines go right in. And least savings on door construction, right?
Absolutely. And with that said, one of the conditions that we would include in this, because they had the engineering done on the building, there's a couple of posts that actually align in the center of the bays. We are going to request that they provide the engineering to have those moved. So where they design the building, it's very easy for them. It's harder to bring another engineer come in, not being privy to all the details and trying to rebuild it all. So we will ask for that as a condition of the sale as well.
Noted. Any other questions, my fellow commissioners? No. Is there any public comment during this or regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, you prepared to make a motion?
I am, and I think if it's all right with my fellow commissioners, maybe that we just provide some direction to look at possibilities of structuring things in a way to minimize disruption on the fiscal side based on what's in the account now and going into next year. Certainly not to necessarily condition the approval on that, but maybe to just give some instruction to explore options so that we don't have to look at if something is possible to push a payment into next year or something, that we don't have to look at the same amount of augmentation and disruption in that regard.
I'm not against that. I don't have anything against it.
Is that all right?
I would like that.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you might. All right. So I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a making of a conditional offer to purchase the property located at 300 Italy Drive in McCarran, Nevada, APN 005-091-67, based on the appraisal dated November 13, 2024 by Anthony J. Rohn, MAI, SRA, Certified General Appraiser, including approval of opening escrow and completing a title search, not to exceed $3.8 million, and approving approximately $280,000 in applicable closing costs. In addition, I move to instruct the chief to look into options to split the cost of this acquisition between the current fiscal year and further future fiscal years to minimize augmentation requirements.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Jennifer. On to item number 24. This is discussion for possible action. Discussion and possible approval to utilize available funds from the Capital Projects Fund for the purchase of a tractor and trailer that were not budgeted for in the fiscal year 24 budget, but outlined in the district CIP, not to exceed $300,000.
Yes, Commissioners, Jeremy Longhart again for the record. So this is kind of the last item that I'm bringing to the board as far as items that were outlined on the CIP that we can still capture within this year. This tractor trailer We originally put it in our draft budget. We pulled it just to really base our budgeting more conservatively, not knowing how this year was going to look like as far as revenues. So far, everything's looking really good. We're very comfortable where we're at financially. So I'm just seeking approval to go ahead and seek out this purchase to see if we can get it purchased and in our possession within the budget year. If we can't meet that criteria, it's just as easy to put it on next year's budget, but we'd like to start looking now. The current units we have are Low Boy Trailers 1970s model, and those hauling around dozers don't last too long on Nevada washboard roads. So we've just hit the point where we really need to replace it. And I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
No, I'm fine with that. And maybe kind of with the same stipulation that we just look at, creative ways to split it between this and your next year, if both of these come through, obviously. I won't put that in the motion, but if that's kind of on the record as what we'd like the fire district to look at.
And Commissioner, I would like to add to that too, is we're looking at other current ways to finance this differently. One thing that I did find out is we're still waiting for reimbursement of approximately $650,000 in our wildland responses this year. It was a very, very busy wildland season. We sent out resources to multiple states on numerous occasions. So we do have a lot of that funding coming in. How that works on the back end with the augmentation obviously would be something up to Comptroller McCain on how that would work. But we do have significant amount coming in that is directly, tied to this type of equipment.
Very good. Yeah, and I'm not concerned about the expense overall. Just looking at what options are available to make sure that it's as minimally disruptive as possible.
All right. Thank you. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve available funds from the capital improvement project for the purchase of a tractor and trailer that were not budgeted for in the fiscal year 2024 budget, not to exceed $300,000.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimous. Thank you, Chief.
Commissioner.
Good luck on that building. On to item number 25 is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 26, which is discussion for possible action. Report of the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways throughout Story County.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Worsbeck for the record. Just a couple quick updates. Last couple updates, the 2025 road rehab is getting close to the end of engineering. We're going to add a curb and gutter for a significant length of B Street along with a full repave, and that'll just help improve that drainage on the corridor. Another one, O Street drainage and Mark Twain drainage projects will be hopefully next commission meeting coming to you guys with a task order to try to secure funding to get us from 60% design to 100% design to move forward on that project. We are a good go-ahead on the six-mile turnaround project. We're hoping to go out to bid on that one in mid to the end of February. Signage right now is currently in production, and Lyon County's on board with putting the turnaround down in off of Roan Gulch and Sam Clemens down in Mark Twain. As everybody's seen, we get these little sneaker ice and snowstorms, so just a reminder, tell everybody slow down, take it easy, be aware. And currently in Rhodes, I'm down three full-time staff members. This Thursday afternoon we'll be conducting interviews, so hopefully we'll be able to whittle down some of the vacancies. And then buildings and grounds today, they started pulling down the skyline lights and removed the star up the rest up. So that's all I have as far as an update. So
great. Thank you, Jason. Out of curiosity, have we figured out a name for that turnaround down there?
Not yet.
Okay. I got a few ideas.
Probably the last ditch effort.
There you go. Add that to the list. Commissioner Gumman, any questions or comments?
No questions.
Nice, Chairman.
I don't have any questions for Jason.
Thinking of names now?
Yeah, yeah. up a creek.
There you go.
We'll hold a raffle or something.
Yeah. All right. Is there any public comment? All right. Thank you. There's no motion, right?
Thank you. No, there's no motion. Yeah, I did, Mr. Chairman, I just did have one thing maybe to ask staff to look into on this. I know that part of this whole thing was clerk of the board. Is that something that needs to be renewed for the highway board? If we can look into that.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right. On to item number 27. We're going to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bring us to item number 28, which is discussion for possible action. Possible acceptance of a bid for replacement of fuel tanks and pumps at 100 Toll Road and 1705 Peru Drive from LA Perks Petroleum in the amount of $686,007. The acceptance of this bid will allow staff to issue a notice of intent to award to the apparent low bidder and solicit a contract for construction for legal review. Upon legal approval, the contract will be brought before this board for approval. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. This project is to replace the vehicle fuel storage tanks and pumps at the Public Works facility and also at the TRI Government Center. The objective here is to increase the tank size a bit and to modernize those pumps. The storage, spill prevention, and dispensers bring those up to current safety codes. On December 17, 2024, at 1400 hours, staff received bids for the above project. Of four plan holders, we had one submitted bid. The bid was responsive, contained all required documents. Base bid amount is, as you related, $686,007. After some deliberations with staff and in consideration of the unique qualifications of the bidder, LA Perks Petroleum, staff recommends that the board accept the bid from LA Perks Petroleum and, as you described, will allow us to issue a notice of intent, get a contract going for legal review, which will help us get procurement underway, because as of right now, it looks like the steel fabrication, specifically the tanks, are probably going to be the longest lead time item. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I don't know, Mr. Chairman. I would have been fine with $686,000, but that's $7.
I was thinking we're in the wrong business again.
No, I don't have any questions.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prefer to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve and accept this bid from LA Perks Petroleum as in an amount not to exceed $686,007 for the replacement of fuel tanks and pumps at 100 Toll Road and 1705 Peru Drive. The acceptance of this bid will allow staff to issue a notice of intent to award to the apparent low bidder and solicit a contract for construction for legal review. Upon legal approval, the contract will be brought before this board for approval.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
On to item number 29, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the acceptance of the 2024 winter grant round from the Nevada State Off-Highway Vehicle Commission for the grant amount of $28,065.78 for the Story County Sheriff's Office Off-Highway Vehicle Operations Unit. Sheriff?
Good morning. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Basically it's just that. It's just accepting this grant. We have submitted for a few extra things, quad, a trailer, and then some swag to hand out to the folks when they're out there off-roading. That's basically it. So I guess we're asking for some money.
Fair enough.
Yeah, instead of spending it.
There you go. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Sheriff, are there kind of directly tied things that we may need to cover to go along with this this acquisition?
Are you talking in-kind funds?
Or kind of secondary add-on type effects that, you know, sometimes, I mean, obviously you're going to have to put gas in the machine, right? But,
right.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. I'm just trying to envision kind of if there are other kind of impacts or things that the grant gets us this far, and then we're going to have to do this to make it usable or so on and so forth?
Basically, in the last couple of grants, not necessarily when we get the equipment, but there's use, like you just said, gas, maybe tire wear. Once the grant runs out, if we're still using the equipment, a part breaks, we just have to buy it. So there's a little bit of price there, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the receipt of grant funds of $28,065.78 from the Nevada State Off-Highway Vehicle Commission 2024 Winter Grant Round for the Story County Sheriff's Office Off-Highway Operations Unit. This grant will be used to purchase equipment to enhance this unit's response to off-highway incidents and for community outreach.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving on to item number 30. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the receipt of a donation for the Story County Sheriff's Office for the purchase of a traffic unit for patrol, emergency response, and community outreach. Sheriff?
Yes, this one actually snuck up on us a little bit. I guess it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. We were offered a very generous donation from Thomas and Deborah Hayward here, business owners in the community, of $25,000 to purchase a 2023 Dodge Challenger. And the reason for that vehicle is basically, like you said, emergency response, traffic patrol, and then the community outreach. What I found is with the OHV units, when you get some of these nicer looking cars and equipment, it attracts people. When we get that attraction, they come over, we start talking about things. And our topic of conversation is always traffic safety. When we're talking traffic, like I said, with the OHV stuff, it's about OHV. But yeah, it just, it was a very generous donation. I really appreciate it from them. And it gives us one more vehicle in our fleet and where we don't have to go out next year and spend that $60,000 for a truck or something. And we're going to look at some creative ways to outfit this for use. So that's basically it.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, no, my only comment is just to thank the Haywards for their generosity.
Absolutely. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the receipt of a donation of $25,000 from Thomas and Deborah Hayward for the purpose of a vehicle purchase for the Story County Sheriff's Office for Traffic Enforcement, Emergency Response, and Community Outreach.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
On to item number 31, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the county manager to sign and approve an amendment to the existing 24 through 25 contract between Story County and Silver State Government Relations for lobbying and government affairs services during the Nevada legislative interim and general sessions for $6,500 a month, effective July 1st, 24 through December 31st, 2024, and $10,000 per month, effective January 1, 25 through June 30, 2025. County Manager?
Thank you. Mr. Commissioners, Austin Osborne for the record, County Manager. This contract is already in place and has been for quite some time. We'd like to make an amendment to it. From what it says there is the first half of the contract up to this point would remain unchanged during the interim session. Now we're going into the second, into the major session. With the things that have been occurring with this group, we recommend that we increase the amount to $10,000 a month that is commensurate with the work that's occurring. There's not only been distinguished commitment to the county by the SSGR group, and it's not just the principal lobbyists, but also the team behind the scenes that are doing gathering of data, tracking bills, information review, and then also really have stepped up Story County's ability to network with legislators, with the governor's office, with regional folks like county managers and commissioners and directors of different organizations like Washoe County folks. That has really been really beneficial to the county in our principal goal in the strategic plan that we've had over the last 12 months. That is to be proactive coming into this legislative session and not waiting to get punched and flinching. I'm very proud of our entire team, including this group, as well as our other lobbyists, in helping us do that through all the means of public relations and through lobbying and behind the scenes and participating in regional endeavors like the rail fund we knew from the last county commission meeting. I could go on and on. So because of those reasons and because of the work that's been occurring in the interim session as well as what's to come, we're making this recommendation. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
I want to note, though,
this is within budget. Within my budget, there is sufficient funds in professional services.
Thank you. I'll take a moment to just confirm and, again, thank them for Will and his team have, I think, gone above and beyond. You know, they've definitely gotten us into some events where it's been very beneficial networking-wise, albeit uncomfortable due to our political affiliations, but still very important. So I just want to thank them. I know they're not here today, but the work that's put out by Will, his team, Alex in particular, it's fantastic to have them supporting Story County and being there for us. So I just want to say thank you for bringing this up. Commissioner Gumman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good.
Is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman, if you prepare to make a motion.
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to sign and approve an amendment to an existing 2024-2025 contract between Story County and Silver State Government Relations for lobbying and government affairs services during the Nevada legislative interim and general sessions for $6,500 per month effective July 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024, and $10,000 per month effective January 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2025.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin.
Welcome.
On to item number 32, consideration, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible authorization for the county manager to sign and approve a contract from January 7, 25 through December 31st, 2025 between Story County and Sam Shad Productions, producing and airing with Nevada newsmakers a series of television commercials, website banners and links, audio and video podcasts and YouTube clips, and social media outreach programs for a total cost of $200,000. As specified in the attached draft contract and scope of work, with an audience focus toward Nevada legislative officials, state and state, county, and local leadership, and other properly related matters. Austin?
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I think the agenda language is pretty self-explanatory, what's being requested here. Sam Shad Productions has been really part of our overall lobbying and government relations and regional coordination team. What we're asking to do here is pretty much a continuation of what we have done in past years, is providing a full range of public outreach through all the means that are listed, television commercials, YouTube, social media. There's banners on the Nevada Newsmakers website that you click and take you to the county website that takes you to economic development and other things we're trying to portray. There are also, per Julia's work, she has created short and long ads. So there's a short ad running on Nevada Newsmakers now, and there is a long ad that's in filming now. This is in accordance with not only the county strategic plan, but the overall lobbying government affairs strategic plan, and it is a budgeted expense.
All right, thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thanks.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to sign and approve a contract from January 7, 2025 through December 31st, 2025 between Story County and Sam Shad Productions, producing and airing with Nevada Newsmakers a series of television commercials, website banners and links, audio and video podcasts and YouTube clips, and social media outreach programs for a total cost of $200,000 as specified in the attached draft contract and scope of work, with an audience focus towards Nevada legislative officials and state, county, and local leadership.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. On to item number 33 is discussion for possible action. Possible approval amending the county's current appointments to serve on state, county, and regional boards and committees and filling vacancies on the Virginia City Tourism Commission for the 2025 calendar year. Austin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. These are the appointments that would occur throughout the next fiscal or a calendar year, actually. I just want to remind you, this is a fluid document that sometimes does get changed throughout the year with approval of this board. There is a couple notes I'd like to make and one suggested amendment, two suggested amendments. One is the VCTC positions that you see on here. We had created one-year vacancies in the last round in order to create a staggering of the terms of the VCTC's membership of five. So those one-year terms have expired, and we were suggesting in one of them to renew the applicant, Gretchen Lavoc, or Lavitz, she is to be renewed. And then the other one here is still vacant because we still have that open for applicants to apply. I do want to make a note in here that our lobbyist representatives right now show Jay and Clay, or Commissioner Carmona and Commissioner Mitchell. I would actually suggest, with the concurrence of Commissioner Gilman, that he would be added on there as well. So it's official that the three of us work together. And I work very closely and carefully with the three of you to keep separation and keep everything within board and in compliance with open meeting law. The next one is, I had mentioned on here, Carson Water Subconservancy District. I put myself as the alternate to that. Actually, it is Lee Sterrett is the second member of the Carson Water Subconservancy District. So Jim Hindle would be member one, and Lee Sterrett would be member number two. I don't believe I need to be an alternate in this case because we have two members. I would ask that we add Lee Sterrett to be the second member of the Subconservancy District, not an alternate.
And I assume Lee is all right with that?
Yes.
Lee has done a very nice job on the Subconservancy as well as Mr. Hindle. Thank you both for serving on that district. It's very important to us.
Indeed. Anything else?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions, comments?
No, I do not.
Okay. Vice Chairman?
No.
All right. I don't have any questions. I do just want to thank Lee, very involved member with our Planning Commission, and then stepping up on the Water Conservancy. Appreciate that. And Jim, same to you, so thank you. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the list of appointments recommended by staff in the enclosure herewith to serve on state, county, and regional boards and committees and the Virginia City Tourism Commission for the 2025 calendar year, with the mentioned modifications of listing both Jim Hindle and Lee Sterrett as representatives to the Carson Water Subconservancy with no alternate assigned, and adding Commissioner Gilman as well as a legislative representative.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number 34. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and letters of interest for appointment of a planning commissioner to serve the term representing precincts 3 and 6, being Lockwood and the River District on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy?
Thank you. So Kathy Canfield for the record. So these next few items on the agenda are all regarding our planning commission. In this situation, we had an opening. Mr. Gilman has left the Planning Commission, and we had his opening that was from the River District area. We didn't receive any letters of interest from that area. However, we do have Mr. James Umbach, who has served on our Planning Commission, and his term was ending December 31st. So after talking with him, he has agreed to, he had a position that was an at-large position. So he has agreed to be considered to fulfill the rest of Mr. Gilman's term that he had left and move over from his at-large position to being the position that's representing the River District. So staff is recommending that he be appointed for that.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions.
Vice Chairman?
No. Thank you.
Public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
Yes. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve James Umbach to represent Precincts 3 and 6, Lockwood and River Districts, on the Story County Planning Commission.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 36, discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of a planning commissioner to serve a term representing Precinct 1, also known as the Virginia City District, on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy?
Thank you. So this is a position that has been held by Alexia Sober, up and her term expired this past December. She indicated an interest to continue on with this, and we did not receive any other letters of interest for this position. So staff is recommending that she be appointed to the position.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No.
How about public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to appoint Alexia Sober to represent Precinct 1, Virginia City District, on the Story County Planning Commission.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. I apparently made a mistake. I jumped to item number 36. We're going to go back to item number 35, which is consideration of letters of interest for appointment of a planning commissioner to serve a term representing Precinct 5, the Virginia City Highlands District, on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Negrete, Carlos Negrete, had been filling this position. He had has been on the Planning Commission for 1 year. The person that had this position prior to him had moved out of Story County, and so he had been appointed to fulfill that the rest of that term, which he did for the last year. And so this position is now open for the four-year term, and he has applied to be the representative for that. Staff is recommending that he be appointed to this. We didn't receive any other letters of interest for this position.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this item? Vice Chairman?
Nope.
Public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, Commissioner Mitchell moved to appoint Carlos Negrete to represent Precinct 5, Virginia City Highlands District, on the Story County Planning Commission.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 37. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of a planning commissioner to serve the remainder of a term for the county at large position on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy?
So thank you. So this position is for a 3-year term to fulfill the rest of a position for a gentleman that had to leave due to personal reasons. So we had this one position that has a 3-year term left. We also have with Mr. Umbach moving to the River District, we have a second at-large position. So we did receive 3 letters of interest for the 2 at-large positions that we have. So this one is completing the 3-year term. The other one is a 4-year term, which we'll talk about next. So for this 3-year fulfillment position, we're recommending Rachel Holdered to fulfill this. She's a Mark Twain resident, and we did interview her and are recommending that she fulfill the rest of this term on this at-large position.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments on this item?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Kathy, it's just curious to me that we have a staggering of only 1 year. Typically, wouldn't we have like a 2-year staggering between terms?
I'm just following whatever the dates we've listed that we've had. So I recognize that too. This is some of them are 3-year. I think there's actually 3 staggers because we have 2 other appointees, Mr. Starrett and, oh my gosh, my brain is blanking. Right, there's another, Denise from Mark Twain. They're staggered into it too, so we actually have like 3 sets of staggers into a 4-year period, so I think this is just how this one's coming up. This is very odd that we have 5 positions that we're trying to fill at once.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to appoint Rachel Haldered to fulfill the term of county at-large position on the Story County Planning Commission for the term ending December 31st, 2027.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Item number 38, discussion for possible action. Consideration of letters of interest for appointment of a planning commissioner to serve a term representing the county at large position on the Story County Planning Commission. Kathy?
So thank you. So this is a four-year term for the at-large position. This is a position that previously was held by Mr. Umbach. So, and his four-year term ended. So this is a brand new person that would be taking this over. We've interviewed the three applicants that submitted the at-large position letters of interest, and we were staff is suggesting that Kristen Brown be the one to fulfill this position.
All right.
She is a Highlands resident.
Thank you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No.
Public comment? All right, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to appoint Kristen Brown to represent the county at-large position on the Story County Planning Commission.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Who was there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Motion passes unanimously.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. On to item number 39, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through M. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about the second readings?
None, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 39 as A through M.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 40. This is public comment. Public comment will be welcomed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments are limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will also be welcomed during the agenda. Is there any public comment today? Second and final opportunity. All right, not seeing any. I just want to, again, welcome and congratulate Commissioner Gilman on his election. Vice Chairman Mitchell on your election win, and I think our first meeting went off pretty well, so we are going to call this meeting adjourned at 11:53.